This week on Clown College.
You never committed a crime. You never got caught for committing a crime.
Never got caught.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel like we all should commit a crime now. We got a felon for a president.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
That should, that we should, everybody, every American should get like 2 free felonies.
Oh, God.
I do agree. If you could be the president, you can work at Toyota and have a felony. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge. In many ways, the elevator make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while to get down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wellison, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wellison, and JJ.
Okay, this is the end of the movie. Spoiler alert. This is towards the end. He basically, like, has sex with that dude's grave. Like, not the dead body, but, like, he gets naked after this and, like, puts his wiener in the dirt. And it's real weird, man. This whole fucking movie is weird. And then, spoiler alert, you find out at the very end that this guy orchestrated all of their deaths so that he could get this big fancy house. And then at the end, he dances around to, like, this song, and he's butt-ass naked, and you see full penis.
What's up with the more penis in movies now and less tits?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's scientifically
proven. There's no tits.
Exactly.
The LGBTQ that took over the world.
No, but no, here.
It took over the world.
Jesus Christ.
We're already in it.
We're in it.
We got Pat on the
show. Yeah, Big Pat, what's up, baby?
What's going on, man?
You're bringing it hot up.
there is some straight activity in this movie, but it's not. It's not good straight, bro. It's like he's...
What is bad? What is good straight? What is bad? What is bad straight?
I'll tell you bad straight.
What is bad straight?
I'll tell you bad straight, dude. So Barry Keoghan's character, I forget his name. I think it's Oliver. You know, Oliver is posted up in this fancy... But he goes and spends the summer with this guy because he makes up this lie that his parents are crackheads. They're not. You don't know at the time, but they end up not being crackheads.
I love
at all.
How you're spoiling this movie.
Dude, please spoil it because I ain't watching the movie.
I'm not watching this movie for the plot, brother.
I'm not watching shit.
And then, so he goes, he stays with these people, and there's a girl that stays at the mansion, and the Barry Keoghan's character, he sees her from his window in the nighttime, and she's wearing this very, like, scandalous dress. And they're all rich as fuck and just kind of weird acting.
What girl got you to watch this movie?
I watched it with my girlfriend, Maddie, it was my idea to watch it because I heard so much about it. I didn't know what it was about, though. And then, so she's sitting on this bench under his window. It's very, like, Shakespearean. Mm-hmm. You know? And then he comes out there, and one thing leads to another, and he starts fingering her. And it's that time of the month.
Come on, man.
And then he like, puts his hand in her mouth and, like, mandible claws her shit, and then he starts saying weird white people shit where he's like, I'm a vampire, and he starts eating her period blood.
I can't, bro. Well, did we cannot do this, though? Wow. What the?
It's been done.
Oh, man. Here. Why?
Would you
Why make
out?
That?
This yeah. was it's like upsetting. Last year. That was my favorite part. You know it says most replayed at the bottom?
Really? Oh, yeah.
That was at that scene.
Yeah. That's wild,
where
man.
He's just naked.
That's all me.
I'm happy
I heard
for
he wore
you.
A prosthetic, though.
It looks real to me, man.
God damn.
This is crazy.
I'm saying, I believe in my ability.
I don't know.
If it's
a
prosthetic, we can show it.
Why are you so studying you dick,
it?
Man?
I'm just playing. Okay, I'm just playing. Don't pull
I'm
it
good.
Up.
He was studying dick.
Pat will never talk to me again after this episode, dude.
Okay.
We ain't that cool.
I'm going to start back up. Brandon, how you been?
Been good, man. You know, just doing school, working.
High school, you just got 100 on a test?
Yeah, I got an 83 on one. Oh. Yeah, so yeah, it's pretty good.
Hell yeah.
Class. Been doing good, man.
Give yourself.
Hell yeah, a little applause. We're going to say some
lies. You held that a lot longer than you do for most people.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm proud. Proud as hell, man. Shit. It's a good road. Good road.
What's the class? What was the class?
Oh, EMS class.
Oh, shit. Okay, then.
Mm-hmm. Then I was deaf in one ear for 3 days.
How did that happen?
Just woke up, was deaf. They had to get like a tube in my ear.
Wait, what?
Are you CPR certified yet?
Yes, I am.
Hold on, hold on. Don't go away from the. You were deaf for 3 days?
Well, yeah, I couldn't hear one ear for 3 days, man.
What did you get them to do it?
I don't know. It's just something in there. Thankfully, they cleaned it out.
They flushed it out?
Yeah, they flushed it out.
You had wax. You had wax filled up, bro.
Yeah, because I kept digging in there myself and trying to get stuff out.
And it just pushes it farther back.
Yeah, and then after that was my problem.
I've had this happen to me. I had to go a couple times to get the wax flushed out of my ear.
Really?
Yeah.
How much that cost?
I don't know.
Damn, man. Just 30.
I follow. My dad taught me this thing about medical bills where you just don't pay them.
Yeah, Pat, I know you agree with that.
Hell yeah, real nigga shit.
Let's get my plug.
And he likes black women.
He does.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh man, keep him away from my women.
My dad, you know, I don't think I've ever said anything about where my dad works on the podcast. I'm not going to. But
yeah, don't.
He's like, we hired this new girl at work, and I've been training her. And he's like, she's a freak. She's just the wrong color. He said, not only is she white, she's got red hair.
Oh, shit.
Your dad's a fucking beast as fuck.
Be my dream to get him on here and talk to him.
We'll get him on here. The problems will come after the episode releases.
We'll just have to have it heavily censored.
Oh, my God. Dude, he would love nothing more than that. He loves guns, man. He loves guns.
Ace builds his own fucking ammo.
Can you make the ammo?
Yeah, hell yeah.
But, like, is that legal?
Yeah. I don't know if it's legal.
Never know.
I don't know if it's legal. Pat, how do you feel about not being a ride and lift anymore?
Shit, nigga. I ain't never liked Lyft, though. Them Lyft drivers take too long to get to my destination. Uber has always been my number one source. Well, I got a car now, so I don't need Uber.
Did you get banned from Lyft?
No, I didn't get banned from Lyft.
I was talking about the fat.
I like both big people. I know I'm big, goddammit. I don't, like, look, I'm just saying like this. Like, you knew damn well that wasn't going to fly the way she thought that was going to fly.
Oh, nah, man.
Nah.
It couldn't fly.
But you, like, you fit in this chair easy.
Yeah, well, you know.
You're agile for how big you are.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm very tall, so, you know, mm-hmm. it comes with the territory, like, being big looks good on me. It don't look good on me right now, but I shed like 100.
I like that.
I like to shed like 100, 150 pounds. I'll be stockily. I'll be good.
Mm-hmm, probably 250, but you look good if you worked out with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Be like what that boy named Debo, the one that died.
Debo from Friday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be nice. I could be like Debo.
So you gonna shave your dreads and stuff?
No, I ain't shaving my dreads.
You ain't ever gonna cut them off? Oh,
that's in the Bible. You can't
do that
shit.
You talking about Debo right here?
Yeah,
they are good
looking. That's in the Bible. You can't do that.
That is true. Samson.
Can I have one of them?
Samson.
No.
Okay.
Do they ever fall out? One of them fall out?
Yeah, two of them actually fell out before, man. I was stressed out with some shit, and, you know.
That's real, man.
Yeah, my sister had to go back and sew them in for me. She did it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of hair, you know we're doing we changed the shoot to Sunday. Can you do Sunday morning?
Yeah.
All right. And later on, whenever Raina does her part, we kind of need you to put one of these wigs on.
What kind of wig?
It's a straight hair wig.
Okay, then.
Good?
Oh, that's going to be the thing that represents he's the hell yeah.
And we got a big skit coming up, guys. But just the dress.
Nah.
But no, you gotta hear me out. You gotta hear me
it's
out.
It's like a romper.
Nope.
See?
This short, defined leg hole.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, my big ass ain't putting on no dress. Secondly, I can't put on no dress. My folks gonna see that shit. They look at me all
tight. What do you mean? It's for the sake of comedy.
Then not my comedy.
Yeah.
Hey, Kid Cudi does it just for...
Young Thug?
And ain't nobody bought a Kid Cudi album since when?
Young Thug?
Day and night.
He's in prison?
I never listen to Young Thug.
You don't like Young Thug?
Really?
I don't not like Slime? Him. I just don't like him. I just, you know.
Jeffrey?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I heard a couple of songs by him. He's okay, but I'm not rushing to no Young Thug album.
Yeah. You a Joe Budden guy.
Yeah.
That's a podcaster, you know. Mm-hmm. He is a good MC. Lately, but, you know, he was trending on Twitter yesterday.
Why was he trending?
You know, it's crazy. People were actually saying that Joe Budden would wipe the floor with Drake. In rap battle.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it.
I mean, he could do that, but he'll never make as good as music. Doesn't that matter? I hate how people don't see that matter. I don't give a fuck what he's talking about. You made a whole, like Kendrick made a whole album about Drake. It's not, you know.
No, I would say a whole album.
Every song in there got a little slight to him.
True.
Every rapper does that.
Brandon.
Every rapper does that. Drake does it.
Who?
Drake did it all the time.
For, not a whole album, maybe a song.
No, like, both. If you listen to Drake's music, most of his music is talking about people who low-key don't like him. Like, Drake always know that people that low-key like him in the music business.
Yeah, because he's too big.
Not even that.
He's too big. You get too big, they take you down.
It's not even that. Think about it. Like, when Lil Wayne was the hottest rapper alive, it wasn't no rappers really going behind his back, trying to talk shit about him behind his back, for real.
No.
They're just trying to kill him.
It's just the idea that Drake was this nerdy rapper guy who came from Canada, who got big, got better, mm-hmm. and, you know, he surpassed everybody. And then, in the process, he was fucking all their hoes and shit. And, you know.
True.
They got mad. They couldn't think.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't do that. If he's snaking people, that's fucked
up.
This things I just heard just listening to content creators mm-hmm. talk. That kind of.
But you take one. It as you take it as the Bible.
No, just, you know, niggatry.
You think it's because he's like a horrible gambler too?
Mm. Who?
Drake, man, he always loses every sport bet.
Oh, you know all that.
Yeah, like, he's notorious for it, man. He loses thousands.
He throws some big bets down, but the ones I've saw, he's actually won on.
Really? He won some?
Yeah. I've seen some where he won. But he throws down like a crazy amount.
Yeah.
Him and that Mattress Mac guy.
Yeah, dude, that Mattress Mac is always fucking
hitting like a $34 million dollar bet on the World Series.
Every year. Like, how fucking good are these mattresses?
This dude just sells mattresses in Houston and makes like a fuck ton of money, man. He's just done it like forever. Look at
him. Mattress Mac. That motherfucker doing some kind of swindling.
Oh my gosh, bro. He looks like Jimmy Carter now.
Yeah.
Talk about in the grave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like Nosferatu.
Oh, man.
That's weird, though. I forgot that
man died until you just brought his name up. Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm. See, we don't worry about white people's deaths as much.
That's good.
Yeah. You know who's a black person I'm worried about right now,
Who?
Kodak Black, man.
Oh, me too, man.
He's got about, if he don't clean his shit up, he got about two or three, and that's being lenient. Because if you out there, now hopefully it was like a stunt and then his boys was out there behind him. But if he out there sitting on the fucking curb of the street eating chicken with all that shit on, I mean,
I think he is. I think he is because he's doing all that shit, but he still got records coming out. He still got music dropping. Like, so.
Yeah, he's a talent.
I heard he just signed some type of new deal or something. I don't know.
I mean, it ain't got nothing to do with how fucking the drugs is going to fuck his ass up.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Look at this.
You can never get this bad. And true. If you do, what it is, people are scared to be like, I ain't going to be the same person if I can't, you know, do whatever his thing is. But once you get to this point, you got to stop it because you can't control yourself. You can't be like, I'm going to have whatever. Let's say he does perks. I'm going to just have one perk, you know, two times a week. He can't do that.
Nope.
So which crazy is better, the Kodak crazy or the Kanye crazy?
Kanye crazy is better. He is going to die.
Yeah.
Kanye is mentally insane.
This looks like a racist political cartoon.
That chicken
situation.
Don't even look all the way cooked. Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
From looking from over here, that chicken don't look all the way cooked.
Yeah, this is
so
bad, man.
So we're both looking at cock. He's just
looking at that dead bird.
Bro, look, he's sucking the eye of a fish, bro. For good luck.
Oh, fish. Yeah. They eat that. But
fish head.
He like Haitian or some shit.
Oh, never mind. That's good, man.
Jamaicans, they eat that shit,
music,
too.
Man.
Yeah, suck that fish head.
Oh, Kodak music is the shit, bro.
It's like the funniest yet the most sad video of Kodak. Not that one. But
yeah,
like
we'll go
the
back
one
to
where
the other one.
He goes to like University of Florida. He's in the locker room with the football team.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like giving like a motivational speech or whatever. And he said, and I'm going to come back to college and get my degree. And they all start laughing at him. But then he like looks sad because he was being for real.
Damn,
and then
man.
That might have turned him to this,
maybe.
Dude.
he been on that shit for a minute. I don't know what it is, though. I mean.
Yeah, this ain't weed.
No.
This is not weed.
Clearly not weed. What you think it is, Pat? What drug?
Molly.
That could be. You know what I'm thinking? He's on a plethora of things. You know what I'm saying? I know he does the perks and all that type of stuff, but it don't make you act like this. I think this might be K2, dog.
Maybe.
What's K2?
Spice. K2 is the fake weed, the spice.
Like the research.
Spice.
People still smoking that shit? Why?
Bro, if you go into Austin, that's all they... When you see, you'll see, like, homeless people hitting the fucking bricks of the outside walls, and they talking to themselves, and they are very aggressive. That's all that K2 shit.
Damn.
Because it makes you go crazy. I was addicted for three years.
I saw that shit. I saw Spice one time before. I was in Talladega, Alabama, working at Pizza Hut. And this chick who I knew from my job, she was trying to get a better job, so she was smoking that spice shit. I looked at that shit, I was like, oh, hell no. It was like, it looked like some dry corn was in that shit.
It's
like,
lace potpourri, is literally what it is.
Oh, hell no.
I used to roll the tiniest bunch, you just take two hits, you're in a fucking different. Because you do it for that. You like, oh, you get drug tests. I was in the Army, I get drug tested. At first, it did smoke like weed. You're like, dude, this is fucking weed, and you could just buy it at the gas station. And then you're like, now I'm fucking like sleeping in my mom's driveway, and D-Lo had to come out there and get me. Like, I was like, all right, maybe I need to stop
now. When D-Lo's helping you.
I like my weed illegal. Let my shit give me my illegal
it
weed.
It shouldn't be illegal anymore. I mean, come on, man. What the fuck are we doing?
I was talking to this guy from Canada yesterday. I was playing Counter-Strike. I met him on there. And I was talking to him. And he was saying that weed is legal there and that the cops smoke weed. You just can't smoke 24 hours before your shift. And I'm like, bro, that would never fly here.
No, that would not.
I mean, it should fly whenever somebody is brave enough to just put a, you know, legalize this shit. They don't want to because then they got to let all these people out of prison and all that stuff. But I mean, it's no way it's worse than alcohol. I do.
Oh, I agree.
I don't smoke reefers, but I drink and way worse. Way worse than we.
Yeah. Thank you for pulling this up, bro.
Oh yeah. I didn't know what it was.
My theory is if they legalize weed, that would be less killing.
I think so too.
Here's my appeal to the Trump administration.
Would be no cop killing.
Okay. I have no problem.
Definitely still be. Yeah. I mean, it'd be all kind.
I think maybe you'd see some numbers go down, but I don't think weed is where the violence gets
maybe
concentrated.
I don't think it flips the switch anyway.
For that,
no.
Socially,
it'd do good. Yeah, socially.
The answer.
Man, you know how cool it would be? I'm sorry. I'm just saying, like, you know how cool it would be to be walking down the street, smoking a blunt, and you could pass it to a cop and be like, let me hit that real quick, man.
Well, that's.
I'm talking about if it was legal. Like, if it was just legal.
Not even my driver's license.
Yeah, there'll be one of them.
No. A sovereign citizen.
Yeah, they roll up the window with a note on the door. You are getting your shit smashed in.
Yeah.
Let you know that now.
But this is my theory, and my appeal to the Trump administration would be legalize marijuana, let all the people for weed offenses out of prison, and then put all the illegals in prison.
Oh, wow.
I think that's the solution.
If Trump hear this somehow, you will have a job at the White House by the next month.
Could you imagine if I was in Congress, dude? I would love to have a position in his cabinet.
You would be so right wing.
They would hire him just for his mustache.
True, probably.
For real.
They would hire you just for your mustache.
I would say a slur on my first address. Let it rip.
And then when they say something, you say, is this not a free country?
Are you lame as hell?
They'd be like, we got Wyatt Earp.
You believe
Earp.
In freedom? Yeah.
Wyatt Earp.
What's that?
You never seen Wyatt Earp?
Uh-uh.
Man, dude, that was a badass sheriff back in the day, man.
This badass sheriff?
Yep, he used to, man.
What TV show?
No, I'm talking about real.
He's a real dude.
Wyatt Earp, he was Wyatt amazing. Earp. You should, like, dude, you guys should look at
what the
like,
fuck?
Look
into motherfucker nigga, brought up some.
You brought up a slave owner. This nigga brought up a slave owner, my nigga.
No, man, dude.
You know how many licks he probably hung in his
bed? Nah, man, nah.
One for each mustache hair.
Nah, bro.
Yeah. No, he's the world's greatest gunslinger.
Yes, he was, man.
I might be related to this
guy.
He never got killed.
Yeah, I know three people in Chicago will hit his ass with a switch right now.
Oh, maybe not.
He had a fucking whatever.
I don't want to hear it. He's the goddamn best gunslinger. He should be able to make it happen.
Maybe not.
He has a blunderbuss.
A what?
A blunderbuss.
Fuck is that?
Okay, what's that? I don't know that part.
Yeah, like it's like a big ass pistol, like an old timey like pistol.
Shotgun pistol.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Like a pirate.
Blunder gun.
Blunderbuss. Oh yeah, there it is.
Holy shit! How long does that take to load?
Oh yeah, that's a dual weapon. That's what you duel with.
Oh man, dude.
Would you get? Oh, dude. We should duel with rubber bullets.
Nope.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
I would do it. Anybody else in?
Brandon.
How about paintballs? Why are we going with rubber?
Why rubber bullets?
No, because we should do rubber bullets. Because they hurt. They hurt.
That's just one step down from like a .22. Like, yeah. Duel with a .22.
That's like something you a sci-fi would do.
I don't know if sci-fi would do it. Would you do it, Brandon?
Nah, man.
What about a paintball? What about a...
Dude, if you and Pat did it, it'd be like a dude's cradle where it just keeps bouncing back.
You ain't shit, boy.
I'll probably cry when you get hit with a bullet.
I would do paintball, for sure.
Well, let's make that happen. But it has to be a single shot paintball gun.
Yeah, but in paint, you see if they actually got hit or not.
Yeah.
That's the best, yeah.
Well, you're going to see on the rubber bullet, too.
Yeah, but it's more but visually.
Pull up that shirt.
On the camera, visually, it'll look better with the paintball gun.
All right, we have a... So whoever we have a grievance with, we have a duel.
Settle it by duel.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think I know the first person we should email or DM.
Oh, I know a couple. Man.
We already had to break up one duel before.
Podcast paintball battle.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Between...
Yeah.
Us and the mystery machine gang, whatever the fuck.
I'm thinking us versus Bryson sci-fi show.
Oh, yeah.
And whoever they draft, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. I want to shoot Scrappy Doodle.
But yeah, we'll get Scrappy
Doodle. They try to take you from us.
Who?
Bryson sci-fi.
Oh, man. That'd be weird.
Who are you going to pledge your allegiance to? Because they got this whole new channel, new background, and, you know, new intro. They think they're the fucking shit. Whose side are you fucking taking?
Yeah, who you fucking, man?
Nobody right now.
Oh, nah, man.
Brandon always tried to, nah.
Whose side like, you on, it, man?
Whose side am I on?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Everybody stare at it. Whose side you on, man?
I'm on Jesus' side, nigga.
No.
That's
whose side?
Oh, okay. Let's
yeah, that's
our side. Yeah, that is our.
Bryce is an atheist, and I'm sci-fi believer.
Sci-fi doesn't eat man. Pork, dude.
Yeah, he doesn't eat pork, so you know it can't be a good
So you got
Christian.
An atheist and a guy who don't eat pork?
Yeah.
I'm on this side.
Yeah, thank you, man. Let me apply.
Good to have you
yeah.
on the team.
Yeah, I'm a Christian, bro. Yeah.
Huh?
I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm. I was born Christian.
Like, were you baptized?
Not yet.
You ain't got baptized yet?
Nigga,
we could do that right there.
Nah, man, there's alligators. I'm not coming back now.
How did your mom forget to baptize you?
Your faith isn't strong.
I got to ask her. I'll ask her tomorrow. I could have been a baby.
I don't think your mama love you.
I don't think so either.
Nah,
honestly, dude, I'm glad you say I don't think so either sometimes.
Oh, no, we can't. We got to stop this.
Why don't you think so, Brandon?
I don't know, man. She just, like I remember I made like this meal the other day. Made chicken crusted Parmesan.
Ooh.
Macaroni and cheese,
broccoli,
and everybody was acting like I was Cinderella, man. They didn't appreciate me. They were over there like, hurry up with that. And then they got mad at me for making it. They were like, because they were like, man, now there's a mess once I cleaned it all up. And then they put a mess in there. And they wanted me to, it was just a lot of
so
shit.
So you had to clean up their mess plus the mess?
Yeah, and then when I was like, nah, man, I shouldn't. Oh, everybody. I cooked the whole big meal.
You cooked the family meal, they didn't appreciate it?
Nope.
Brandon, you got to tell
them. Did you burn the Parmesan?
Nope. And then they said, nah, No, man, dude, I made it perfect. Hold on, let me get the joke.
Did you play the music?
Dude, that's funny. I thought that was a da-da, and it said wah, 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 wah. That's crazy, man. But, dude, it was perfect, man. Like, everybody was like, damn, bro.
He slick.
Damn.
This is amazing.
Did anybody say it was good or, like, thank
everybody.
You?
Everybody loved it.
Also, it was good.
It was
like,
perfect.
Oh, man,
like,
this is awesome.
My sister even woke me up in the middle of the night. I was like, yo, do you have any more of that chicken? And they were like, dude, it was, man.
I didn't know you had a sister.
Yeah, he got a little.
She's 14 years old, freshman in high school.
I thought I was the only child.
Yeah, no, no.
I thought your mama stopped at you.
I am. Well, you know.
He was special enough.
Yeah, I was special, man. I'm a magical person, man.
So, roll of the dice on that one.
So what was the quarrel of you? And they said it was good. It was just because they didn't say thank you?
Well, everybody else was like appreciative and stuff. My mom was like, nah, man, you didn't clean up everybody's mess and stuff and all that. And I'm like, dude, what? What are you talking about? And then she's like, don't even talk to me now. So I'm like, damn.
Is she mad at you about something else? Maybe in letting that's what she's bringing it out of.
Oh, no, it's just no, yeah, it would be anything. It's like slightest.
All right. I could
breathe, bro. I could just walk in the house and be like, well, hey, good morning.
How long has it been going on?
Since I was born. I'm going to be honest with you. But she loves me, man. She loves me.
She loves you, man.
Yeah.
She does. And we
so
love
your you. First, so your first memory of life is your mom saying, fuck you.
I don't remember, man. I don't remember like when I was first born. I hope not.
I'm talking about like when you first started remembering shit.
Huh. When I first started remembering stuff. I mean, I guess it was good until I got around probably 11 or 12 when I grew up, Jesus. Kind of.
I mean, you're basically a grown man.
Yeah, but once I started growing up, yeah, that's when it was like, damn, all right.
Because she knew you were going to be out there in them streets.
This ain't no, well, yeah, I mean, thankfully, that's why she took me away from Detroit. She was like, man, let me take him away from there and bring him here and stuff. And now, yeah, it's just, I don't know sometimes. You never know, man.
Maybe she's just trying to make sure it was better for you.
And sometimes because I call too much. Like, I'll be like, hey, how you doing?
You call her too much?
I guess, like, maybe 3 times a day or something.
She call your mom.
Damn,
because man. I'm checking, I'll be like, how you doing? She's like, damn, man, what you want, man? I'm
well,
like,
Brandon, don't, yeah. I mean,
what, like two
if
or
my
three
son
times?
Called me 3 times a day, get somebody else.
The only person that calls me 3 times a day is Jake, dude.
Yeah, man, that's just kidding, me checking to make sure everything good in the neighborhood.
I understand that. I did man. That when I I did that. I would call every time I like went to the vacation. I'd call.
You know what's crazy? I don't really call my dad like that.
Damn, why not, man?
Me and my dad are just alike. We can go for years without talking to each other, and we will see each other. And be like, "What up, Bubba?" Like, "What up, Pops?" And then we just pick up where we left off.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good, man. That's a good relationship.
Both, we're both introverts.
Hey, I'm an introvert too, man.
Really?
Yes, I actually am.
Do you know what introvert is?
Yes, that's when you like are like quiet, man. You know, like sometimes you like your alone time and stuff like that. I've seen a lot of introverts, man.
Okay, cool.
Shit,
but you like to be out. You have good. You get on stage.
Yeah, I do sometimes, I but then other times I like to be like to by be, myself.
I feel you. I like to be by myself too.
True. Like I like both. Best of both worlds. Yeah,
I'm bisexual too.
Oh well, I'm not bisexual, but
well, you're both.
No, man. I mean, well, bisexual, I guess, with introvert and extrovert.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Oh, my bad. I thought you were talking about the other bisexual. I mean, like, look, if you were, that's awesome.
The bisexual that you are.
Bisexual. Well, let's say bi extroverted, bi introverted. We're not gonna say bisexual.
That nigga made a whole little word.
Yeah, like bi extroverted, not bisexual.
That's funny, man.
Not that I think there's nothing wrong. That's great.
What is you guys like first memory?
No, I said that's great. Nobody got raped.
Great question. What did he say?
He said who got raped.
That's what I thought you said.
I didn't say anybody.
Right, Charlamagne
Dell. Let's change that.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
What in the world?
I don't know, man. You know. I heard the stories.
What stories? Tell me, can I hear a story? I want to hear a story,
lore, bro.
The story, man.
Which one? What story?
I don't know, man. Every time I watch the podcast, you talk about almost getting taken somewhere.
Oh, you talking about last week when I do?
But you escaped all of them.
Well, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Do you like Houdini?
I never got touched, so.
Yeah, so you escaped all of the attempts.
Yeah. What were you talking about last week?
All I know is you are you are a pedophile's wet dream from what I'm hearing.
Damn, man. Thankfully, I'm all grown up now, man, so I don't have to worry about
and
that.
You can fuck them up, right?
Yes, I can. Yeah, man, they put me in a car. Next thing you know, they want me to get them out of the car. They'd be like, hey, pull over, man. I'm like, nah, man, you shouldn't have put me in this car.
You're driving?
Now I'm driving the car. Bro.
So you picked up somebody.
No. I'm like, they kidnapping me. Now I'm kidnapping them.
So now it's
because you.
They start driving midway. I get untied, tie them up. Now I'm driving the car.
Dude.
What are you going to do to them when you got them?
I'd be like, well, what were you going to do? And then they'll tell them what they were going to do, and that's what we're going to do.
So you're going to do it to them.
Yeah, but how you like that, huh?
Yeah, you damn right.
So now
that's what you wanted?
That's what you wanted.
This is what you get.
So now it's consensual.
Oh, man. Damn, bro. Fuck. Damn. What if that's somebody? Man, I'm not going to tell people how to set me up.
Well, it's not consensual because he wanted to bang you, but now you're banging him. He didn't want that. So you win.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. I mean, this is more metaphorical. And I'm not gonna.
He sounds like OJ.
It's more that fucking. I'm not gonna.
If I was gonna stick my
like, yeah, nah, man, we just.
But there might be some funny shit I heard before.
What?
Oh man, I don't like spilling family drama. But no. my older brother did some time, and I forgot how we got to this conversation. All I know is he was talking about whenever a nigga come into prison and he try that shit, I'd be like, look here. I'm doing the fucking. And I'm like, wait, man. What?
Well,
like, man, prison life, that's why I ain't never committed no crime.
Yeah, let's not go to prison.
You never committed a crime, you never got caught for committing a crime.
Never got caught.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel like we all should commit a crime now. We got a felon for a president.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
That should, that we should, everybody, every American should get like 2 free felonies.
I do agree. If you could be the fucking president, you can work at Toyota and have a felony.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You may steal the car, but you know you get away with it.
Yeah, that's what you would do.
Look at this.
If you get 2 freebies, what do you guys do?
Ooh, 2 felonies. You get off scot free. You still got to serve your time.
He got off scot. It's like slap on the wrist type punishment.
Slap for whatever.
Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm doing.
What are you doing, man?
Brandon, please don't, let's say just say we'll give you a head start, man.
Man, that's all I need to know right there. I just get a free car, I guess.
Definitely robbing a bank and then murder.
Oh. Connected?
I'll do some.
No, I want the murder to be slow, you know, like give me time with them. Because it's like premeditated. If you do, like, you torture them and shit like that, you get way more time.
Who are you thinking about killing, man?
I just pick somebody.
This random person?
No, somebody who did something maybe bad, or somebody I just don't like. Maybe they have a family and kids and they're good at them. I just don't like them.
I have a candidate that I could throw in the ring for you.
I like Scrappy Doo.
That's just not true, man. We all know it.
I mean, it's fake
and we know it, dude.
I mean, I've seen his stand-up. Hey, magnificent. I had to write notes down.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Scrappy Doo.
Oh, my God. I saw this insane picture of Scrappy Doo the other day. Can Brandon pull it up if I text you?
Airdrop it to the.
My felony, I would do something slick. I'll find somebody to like that could go inside the system and change my credit score.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little fraud.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one fraud. One.
Oh, I'm killing somebody too.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you want to keep that in your back pocket.
Yeah.
You always want to have that.
Oh yeah.
You might not use it.
I would do it in a way where I can get more than one.
Kill more than one?
Yeah, I probably.
So you want to do a mass murder?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh wow, yeah. I guess this that was just crazy. Counting
it one. Don't think about four deaths making a mass, don't it? What about three? Or four?
Three. Maybe three.
The hell?
Maybe three.
Three is just triple homicide.
Hey man. I'll be honest with you. Everybody got somebody they want to kill.
I don't.
Brandon, who you want to kill?
Dude, I'm not finna just. Nah, I'm not finna say what. I just be like, yeah, man, this person, then that. Oh, and not.
You can
forget
say what they
person.
Do for work.
I can't think of nobody right now, man.
What would be your 2 felonies, though?
2 felonies, I guess. Yeah, just get a free car. And,
so steal a car.
Yeah, steal a car.
Grand Theft Auto.
Wait, but hold on. Steal a car from a billionaire with millions of dollars in it. So I have money and a car.
I mean, it's, Brandon, we're not. You're stealing a car.
Wait.
Yeah, like from a millionaire.
Are you robbing a house or you stealing a car?
If you steal
That's 2 different felonies.
If you steal a billionaire's car, he could just sell that bitch.
If you steal a billionaire car, that's a different felony than breaking and entering and stealing shit out of
the
house.
That's a whole different thing?
Yeah, so you got to pick one or the other.
Oh, okay.
Damn. Well, you know what? I would actually go get millions from like a house.
And then get a car.
Yeah, because I could just use that money to get the car. So I would do that. And then I guess, I mean, I would save that part just in case something happens.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, just in case like something. You get out of jail free card.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Like that's get out of like, just in case something happens. I'm not saying something would, but just in case.
But
something
just in
does.
Case somebody just in case,
yeah.
get froggy.
Just in case, because you know things happen.
Yeah.
So it's like I've seen it. Things happen. Man.
Mm-hmm. Hey, real quick, look up and see if they what they say guilty or not guilty on ASAP Rocky.
Not guilty.
not guilty. Okay.
What's your 2 favorite film?
My 2 favorite films?
I mean, which one would you do?
I don't know. I think I'd try to think outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like, damn, dude. Maybe I like buy somebody.
What?
Oh, my God.
Like
gosh,
buy
man,
a human being.
Buy a human being?
Not on some like slavery.
Oh, okay.
Stuff,
what are you using
like,
them for?
What type of human being are you going
to free them?
No.
Or sex slave.
No.
Well,
no,
what else are you using a buying a person for if it's not work or sex?
Just like an assistant.
Huh?
So that's assistant.
He wanted an assistant. Like, he wanted an assistant that he don't got to pay.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That's a like a driver.
That's a house slave.
Yeah.
That's, so that's what they gonna look slave. like?
You just want to dabble in slavery, and that's fine.
Doesn't matter who it is.
Somebody drive me around. Somebody I can bounce ideas off of.
Fuck yeah.
Christ. Yeah.
Yes, man.
Yeah. But they have to stay there, and they're kidnapped, and they work for.
They don't receive compensation,
and they don't receive compensation.
They have a place to live.
Ooh, buy
a Jew. But it's like a little bit away from where I live.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
buy a Jewish kid.
Now,
holy shit!
If you do that, you can no longer welcome here.
Well, I don't make enough money to use their services. No, I'm just kidding. I would not buy someone. I don't know. I'd probably kill you guys, and then maybe I don't know. I know I'd mail anthrax to a politician.
You
start doing the Elvis impression.
You are KC from Kings of Tupelo.
Dude, I'd love.
Once you start talking about lizard people, once you start going off the deep end, I'm like, if JJ doesn't check himself, clearly this would be
him. I was on a dark path, man. I was listening to this podcast about this guy who like 3D prints guns.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, you should be able to do that. And I'm like, probably not, though.
No, you shouldn't
that's
be able to.
Bad.
It should be illegal. That we were talking about this at work. Do you think that Luigi Mangione, do you think he's going to get first degree murder? Do you think he's going to get convicted of it?
I think he's premeditated. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I said, too. What do you think?
Premeditated. He ain't getting out.
What do you think?
I don't think, as sad as it is, he's not getting out, man.
Yeah, I had two people at work saying that they think he's getting out because...
Those people are dumb as hell.
But I'm like, it's premeditated. He made a gun for that. It's clearly a hit. You have to get murder one.
But there's
I don't think they're going to give him a plea for murder two.
They're going to stick him with so much shit, dude.
Yeah.
It's also going to be conspiracy because there was, like, something they found in his logs.
His manifesto,
right? Because he was like, I don't know what they found, but he was planning. He thought about putting an explosive in the building, which would have killed hella people.
Yeah, man.
So he's going to get charged with,
like, a terrorist
conspiracy
attack.
And shit.
Okay, yeah. I don't fuck with that nigga. Just imagine if you was a CEO, you worked your way to the top.
Of course.
Eddie, you got this fucking Mario looking, motherfucker
it's
over
Luigi,
here.
It's Luigi, dude. Just, it's right there.
It is. It is Luigi. But look, I said Mario because it reminded me of Luigi. But I mean, like.
Dom just doesn't like him because he gets hungry whenever he hears his name, dude.
I mean, he wouldn't want to kill me, though. He wouldn't want to kill me, though.
Until you got enough money.
Yeah.
No, but I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to make the health care where everybody's, like, benefiting.
But you won't be CEO then.
No, well,
you
then
will
I guess
be,
not.
You, that'd be the fast track to not being CEO.
Man, I'm good.
They're going to be like, Brandon, how can we possibly cut more corners and stop dying people from receiving life-saving medications and or medical procedures?
And you got to figure
how
that out.
And work? How much was dude worth, the one you killed?
Like $40 million or something like that.
Not big. It ain't like
$40 million.
$40 million is big.
I mean, $40 million is a lot, but I'm saying it's not like a like he's killing somebody
million,
in the billions.
$40 million. I got a guard dog.
There's a third string defensive end who has $40 million. Bro, you know what I mean? It's not like a crazy amount of money.
I just had the fun like.
And that doesn't even mean he makes it in a year. That means that's what he's worth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So true. When me and my girlfriend were watching Saltburn, and they had all this money, like it's about rich people, like crazy opulence and whatever, like just pissing money away. I don't know how this figure came about, but she said something about $250 million. And I was like, there is a minimal fraction of people that have $250 million in the world. And she was like, I don't know. She was like 79% of people probably don't have $250 million.
No, like 99.
If that was a bet on FanDuel, I would sell everything that I own and be like, yeah, of course, bro. You're telling me one of us has $250
million. That's an insane thing to say. Who told you that?
My girlfriend, dude.
That's like said that?
Yes.
You gotta just let him go with
what
that.
Was the question? What was
she,
the question?
So I was like laughing because I'm like, it's so ridiculous. She was like, the figure $250 million got brought up. And she was like, yeah, 79% of people probably don't even have $250 million. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, Like, nobody has that. Like, a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a percent of people have that. Because to be a top 1%.
How many people do you think have 250 million? What percentage of the population?
Like, in their bank account?
Yeah. Or what they're worth. Even what they're worth.
Shit.
Net worth, 250 million.
I mean, I know one that's probably worth over $250 million.
Yeah, I'm saying what percentage of the population do you think?
Shit, maybe 0.5.
Okay, I mean, that's a reasonable answer.
It's a way better guess.
Yeah, way better guess. Yeah. It's lower than that, but it's a better guess.
Well, shit, 0.2 then. Probably 0.2.
Brandon, can you look that up, man?
Let's see.
What percent of people have $250 million?
What have I been Googling?
Because I think to be top 1% in the U.S., it's like 800 and something thousand.
You said 200?
Really?
I think.
Oh,
I
shit. Think.
I might be wrong. I probably am wrong.
I thought they're about to put herpes on that bitch.
No.
I saw it. I'm like, this nigga put herpes.
No. Okay, let's see. All right. Very small percentage of people have a net worth.
Dang.
Okay, wow. It said in 2019 it was like 84% of millionaires in the U.S. had between one.
It said it's wrong.
Oh, just 2.5. Damn. So, yeah, 250. Yeah, man, that's very small. Only 1%, I think?
No, it's less than that. It's like 20,000 people.
It's also saying Elon.
Around the world.
Or never mind. I thought it said Elon Musk was an American, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah, man, goddamn. No, he's not. He's a fucking foreigner in goddamn American affairs. And then he posts shit like, oh, South America is getting overran. We need to do something. What the fuck that got to do with us?
We tried that. We tried that already.
I don't give a damn what South Africa got going on.
Oh,
I don't
South
give a fuck
Africa,
that black motherfucker he showed started stomping on. I don't care. That's what their whole thing is, though. We're not supposed to be worried about other people.
I didn't know Doge was the real acronym.
Yeah.
I was at the gym today on a treadmill, and I saw it, like, they have Fox News on, and it said Doge, and I was like, this is fucking insane. We live in, like, this hellscape, dystopian meme reality where nothing fucking makes sense anymore.
Nope.
Doge used to be a picture of a fucking weird-looking doll.
Yeah.
Doge used to be a meal.
But it's Department of Government Efficiency. Mm-hmm. What does that mean, bro?
It's a made-up thing that they're letting them have access
That's
to
like
everything.
That's like at an open mic having the Department of Good Takes.
Yeah.
It's just not. The government is not efficient.
Mm-mm.
It's too big to be efficient.
It is supposed to not be in order to work good. Yeah. These people are fucking stupid.
This is insane, man.
Oh, it's batshit crazy. And because when they say about AI taking over, and what is an autistic person but really an AI? You know what I mean? They don't have feelings. They don't, know how to properly, have them. But you know what I mean?
He got so offended looking at you like, wait, hold up.
This is not your kind. It
was that face he made. That shit was funny as hell.
Do you think the autistic, do you think that those people will, be... I don't want to say cured, but
cured by what?
We'll be leveled out, Jesus. Or do you think AI will develop feelings before they do?
AI will develop feelings. Okay. They can't. It's like something in them.
Cured was not the
where
right
they, word. They can't. Not like I said, Brandon, not your kind, but the kind that we're talking about.
Okay.
They don't know how to process feelings and social cues and things that make you human.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't think they should be in charge of anything with the government.
Hmm.
Huh. All right, down with autism. No.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Autism is the new Jew in this part of town.
No, a whole bunch of people. Well, first of all, we're all comics. I mean, it's like every dude, Scott Easton is so autistic. And he gets mad when you say it to him.
Yeah. I don't know.
You see his you see his beady eyes. Whatever he starts getting about something he's collecting. Oh my God,
collectors. That's like a big hallmark, bro.
Oh yeah.
Like if you have a collection of any kind.
Mm-hmm. What you got a collection of?
Nothing.
Receipts.
Yeah, probably that.
I keep mine. I scan my Panda Express rewards.
You would.
Yeah.
If you get the app, you don't have to scan it.
I don't order it on the app though,
mm.
Because if I order it, And then on the app, and I go, and they didn't have, like, the – I always get the white steamed rice. Mm-hmm. They'll replace it with the fried rice, but I can't eat it. So I was just ordering in person that way. If they're out of there, I'll just be like, nah, I just – I'm good.
What you, how you feel about that, Brandon?
About the Persian rice?
Mm-hmm.
Is that – wait, so you saying, like, that's your collection kind of?
Yeah. I actually do have a collection now that I think about it, and it is Panda Express Fortunes. I have, like – probably 100 of them in my car.
Yeah, so you got it.
Yeah, I mean, guess I'm autistic.
You got
about
a very small
foods.
Percentage, man. Like mine is wrestling figures, man. I got lines of wrestling figures, different series.
You got over 100
years.
Figures though.
Over 100 figures, yes.
Dude, I got 100 fortunes, bro.
Dude,
damn, man, and did they all come true?
Almost none.
Almost none. Man.
I always get ones like. Find happiness.
Oh,
you know,
shit.
Success
yeah, hard,
is coming
bro.
Your
oh,
way.
Oh, will you pass Pat a fortune cooker, please?
You might as well find Jesus, bro. Shit,
let's see what your
find.
Fortune is.
I think that is
I mean,
a
we
good
can
idea.
Find him, though.
Find Jesus for oh, we know JJ. He's an atheist.
Oh.
I'm not an atheist, man. Dude, out of everybody in here, I think I. Well, Brandon's obviously going to heaven, dude.
Yeah, Brandon has to.
Brandon's a Christian. You know, let me get some fortune, man.
Well, I guess I'll take a fortune now.
Damn. Hey, this is an ASMR video now, man. It's crunching good see? As hell. Keep crunching.
And
for
this
everybody.
One's true. This one will come true. It says, the world will soon be ready to receive your talent.
What'd you say?
The world will soon be ready to receive your talent.
Dude, this shit is good. It said, you'll be called to fill a position of high honor.
Ooh, we know what that is.
Yes, it is. Firefighting, it sounds like.
Mine said, your present plans are going to succeed.
Yeah. Mm. What about you? Did you? Where's the fortune? Okay.
Yeah,
I thought that's what I thought. I was like, damn, bro.
You are going to.
But he can still read it.
He's like, don't worry, I got you.
You are going to have a. You are going to have a very comfortable life. That's all I want.
Yeah, caskets are comfortable.
Damn, bro.
I just fucking with you.
That purple.
You know I love it.
Purple suede inside of it. I see it now.
You got it.
Hey guys, I gotta take a piss.
Damn, this is
history, intrigue, tragedy, comedy.
1, 2, 3, come on. Never have you seen a comedian this strong. Never have you seen a comedian about to blow. Welcome to the Bryce and the Sci-Fi Show. But baby, put it on blast. It's a fucking podcast. If you're a junkie for that funny stuff that really makes you laugh, then come on, let's go. It's a fresh episode. Welcome to the Bryce and the Sci-Fi Show. 1, 2, 3, yeah, you already know. Uh-huh. Welcome to the Bryce and the Sci-Fi Show.
I sell that bitch on the street like crack.
Damn, bro. Well, I mean, after I get a bunch of eggs, when this chicken gets old.
But you know, in New York, they saying that there are people out there selling loose eggs.
Oh, hey, go for it, bro. That's a good hustle. It's better than selling crack.
Dude, eggs are crazy.
Sketch idea.
Yeah.
Police kills a man for selling loose eggs.
Well, that's hitting a little closer.
He gonna be the cop. I'm gonna be kids.
Oh, you're about the same size as Eric Garner. For real?
Yeah.
Who? Eric Gardner?
You don't know Eric Gardner?
It was before your time.
It's Black History Month.
I'm about to pull your black card.
Hold on, man. I might have to see the face.
You cannot.
If it was after 1950, Brandon doesn't know.
Oh, no, man. That's when I really know. Oh, shit. Yeah, I remember him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was fucked up.
Yeah, that was very bad, man.
How long ago was that?
That was like 2014 right there.
Damn, it was?
No.
Yeah, I think so. Let me see.
Go to all.
Let's see what year that was. Yep, 2014, July 17th. Yep, I remember that.
It's been that long ago?
Mm-hmm. 11
Damn,
years,
man.
Ago.
Mm.
Dude, we're getting old.
Shit, how long George Floyd was?
George like? Floyd, that was 2019, I think. Or was that 2020?
Dude, I keep seeing memes about George Floyd on Instagram.
Yeah, I've seen them.
The George Droid versus Ann Clank. Who the fuck thought of that, dude?
Yeah, that's crazy.
A racist Nazi.
So is it true he was like a porn star too?
That's kind of
what?
Funny.
What he wasn't?
What'd you say?
Somebody told me he was a porn star.
Who was
you
a porn star?
George
Floyd.
People, man.
Oh, yeah. he might have filmed the video or something. Man. Can the man live?
Hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Because like back in the day, people would always have tapes and cassettes.
And what they do on them?
Watch them. Oh, well, I mean, they do some sex stuff in there.
Yeah.
Have some fun.
What kind of sex stuff?
Oh, man, dude, every sex, man, that you can imagine. Whatever they preferred. It's like Subway. Have it your way. That's what I say.
Subway and sex might not be the...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're not with that, that Jared guy.
Can't have man, it anyway.
Yeah, that was horrible, man. The stuff he did, he'd probably getting railed and beaten at jail every day.
Dude, if you had a sex cassette tape, you're a freak. If you're listening to audio only sex.
No, he's talking about the VHS.
VHS, like when you would record that's first something. One
on, you think there's like a vinyl record of sex sounds?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But not music, though. Just actual sex.
Yes. Yeah. Especially in the 20s, maybe, man. Yeah. 30s. Because, like, you know, if you didn't have, I mean, even back in the day when you had phonograph, man, you probably you just had, imagined.
Yeah,
and you
pictures,
had a book. So you look at a picture. And when you would read the page, it probably did the sound of that page.
Can we look and see whenever the first ever pornography, like.
Yeah, it was like in one of those Nickelodeons.
Let's see, let's get on off.
Dude,
first.
Imagine it was one of those things.
Yeah. What?
You guys ever jacked off to reading a book?
Yes.
When I was a kid, yes.
Reading a book?
What year?
When you were a kid?
Yes, when I was young.
Wait
man.
To the idea that I can read.
What year?
No, you're reading a sex scene in a book.
Yeah,
and
course,
yeah. No. Pornograph.
What
invented.
This is for so. Yeah. This is a
picture of
George Floyd. Yes. Why? Why did he pop up?
1850.
Who the fuck
damn,
was watching
1850.
See? 35,000 years ago.
Actually, 35, because, yeah, man, they would carve stuff out of mammoth ivory. So you were jacking off to a mammoth tusk.
To a carving?
Yes.
Dude, I mean, it's right
that
there.
Shit you had like to find the way. Greek statues do. Those are pretty. But, they got tits.
That was way before that. Man, that's whenever, whenever they're talking about, like, you see, like, doggy style, or somebody getting head in a cave.
Yeah.
Like a painting on a cave? Like where they scratch it?
Yeah, they sketch it in there.
Can we see if there's some cave painting pictures?
Let's see. I know I've seen a couple.
Let's see.
They said head's been on.
Porn.
This is graphic.
Oh my God, dude. We had a show at Shenanigans. Me, Alex, and Brandon were on it. And we had to make memes. Now, everybody made memes, and one of them had furry in it. Can you guess who made that meme?
I would guess it would be Brandon.
Brandon, was it you?
Yes, it was me.
Hey, even when he's not on the bike, this motherfucker's thinking about furry.
So this was it right here. I think.
That's the first porno?
That's sex?
Hold on, let me find caveman, because everybody talking about like fake ones. I want to see real.
Click on that first one.
No, it's not going to be on the first.
But you know what's crazy, though? Think about it. At one point, to watch porn, you had to go to the theaters.
Okay, yeah. Here we go.
Oh my gosh, they were into BBWs. Dallas.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a dog statue of Venus, man?
Look at that right there.
That's Venus right there, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's dang. Venus, that fly trap.
I see Venus, I see France.
Oh, and then, look at this right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
They started getting better.
Yeah, see,
better.
This is what I'm talking about right here, yeah.
Yeah.
This was
I seen that, too.
You could rub one off to that, right, Pat?
Yes, you could. Yes, you could,
you
man.
Come on.
Oh, I don't like that one. I don't like that one.
Well, back in the day,
that
that's
does
risque.
Look a little. Maybe that. Hopefully, that's just
man.
Two children
look
embracing.
Look like they stuck. Wait, what?
Like a lesbian
stuck?
Lover.
Let's see here. Simon okay, and then look at that. I see the lady right there. Maybe
why
that's Cleopatra.
Why is the wiener so long, bro?
Well, people
well,
can't
down
just slinging
they,
back in the day.
It's a lengthening technique where they tie like a marble or a strong rock.
Ooh, look at this.
I swear.
Strong rock.
That's a nice one right
Johnson.
Here.
Yeah, dude.
I would have had this masterpiece definitely. This is, man, yeah, this look is at that.
That's a good time.
That is,
it's
yeah,
crazy that
great.
Their faces are the exact same.
Why are they, it is a lot of holding kids while they're
yeah, I don't like that, but ooh, and then you see this.
There you go.
What
you
is that? Is that a bong?
Man, maybe it
that'd
is.
That'd be a tight bong.
Let's see what else they got here. Oh. Look at that.
See,
there's sheets over the covers.
That looks like Sausage Party.
Man, let's see. Let's keep on evolving, if we will. Oh. Man.
That's classic.
Yep.
That's mixed race, hey.
Yep. Hey, applause to that. Now, see, that's a good one right there, too.
Oh, my gosh.
That is a great one. Man, back in the day, this is. How do you feel, Pat? I feel like you enjoying this. Look at this right here. You know it's finna go down this, back in that samurai. I don't know.
That's Alex people.
Damn. Right. Okay. Now we're going to exit out of
that. That's color purple shit.
Oh, it says anal sex between two men in 1800.
It's gay porn.
Yeah, okay. Dude, they fucking do
let's
it
see
all,
see what's
man.
Going on. Well, I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, you can stop showing this shit now. You going too goddamn far.
Hey, man, I like it. I'm a researcher, man.
I guess the present day.
I I mean, there it is right there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Now we're getting into the 19th century.
And they said Wikipedia. Yeah, I put that up.
Huh? We're getting into the 1800s, but that's when it gets more real.
Wait, okay. Pat, how you been, man?
I've been good, man.
What you been on, dog?
Let's get at it.
Oh, man. Just trying to get better as a comedian, man.
Hey, you've been. I did want to say this. You have been killing it. Last, I think, four times I saw you fucking murder.
Oh, yeah, man.
Man, you've been bringing down the house. You starting to enunciate better? Yeah. You always had, when I've told people this since I first met you, you always had the stage. You don't give a fuck. I mean, not a flying fucking, you're just going to say whatever. But a lot of times people couldn't understand you. And now you're enunciating better than you've been killing.
Yeah, man, you know.
People like you when you go on stage, man.
Trying to get better. That's how we do, you know. I'm in a new phase of my life, you know. I'm outside.
Hell yeah. You doing sketches now?
Yeah, man. Thanks for putting me on, man.
We thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. The pleasure is all yours.
Yeah.
I was Santa Claus and Coleman.
Yes, you were.
And next year, that's going to be better. We're going to get you somewhere. We're going to go to, like, probably Mississippi somewhere, find the most racist state, and then have you be...
Shit, you go to Mississippi, you be straight.
We can go to that town in Arkansas that, like, I went to hold the BLM sign.
See, that's what I want to go to someplace like that.
Ooh, Arkansas has... that's the closest internment camp to where we are. I wanted to go there.
I don't think you should.
Crazy. It's not current.
No.
What is that internment camp? What's that?
Huh?
What's that?
Internment camp?
Yeah.
It's a nice way of saying we're going to lock you the fuck up just because of the race you are.
Oh.
Yeah.
That happened, like... What was that? Wait, you said it's not active. What year?
Well,
that
was when you know when Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor.
Oh yeah, dude, I know exactly. I remember that. What's going on. Now. Yeah. I learned about that in class.
Yeah. Could you imagine if they did that during 9/11?
Well, you know,
I would have been in trouble.
Well, yeah. You know, I think they did kind of. I'm not saying they were right for it. They kind of had an idea because I watched a documentary.
Oh no!
And I was watching the one about Pearl Harbor, and they were saying how the Japanese they were getting like. Locations and stuff about Pearl Harbor because there was a Japanese guy there undercover. Like,
yeah.
He was undercover.
And I think the most sane thing to do is just lock all of them up.
I mean, it definitely makes you feel better.
I mean, this is what we did.
Just takes one bad apple,
yeah.
Man.
Just takes one bad apple and they should have stopped them. All the other ones should have stopped them. And since they didn't, we just locked them up.
But did you not see where they like got fucking good at baseball?
They did.
They got really good at baseball. Mm-hmm.
Sulu was bored there?
Oh man,
who the fuck? Sulu?
I don't know Sulu. Yeah. I don't even know how to spell that.
Asian.
Oh, Star Trek. Sulu.
He was born in an internment camp. That's insane.
Man, let's see what
he's gay.
Sulu's gay.
That's his Chinese side coming out.
Oh man,
he doesn't fuck with the Japanese.
Damn man, he was. Let's see.
Oh, he really was? I just guessed.
Wait, no, dude, I thought you were serious. I'm about to check right
now.
Well, let's see.
You just put misinformation out there.
Okay, hold on. Let's see.
It's going to be at the top, probably.
Yeah, go forward.
Okay, it says.
Board.
Oh, Origin, San Francisco. So, yeah, they were locking him up.
Oh, it's a fictional character. Okay, let's see what he was played by. All right, let's see.
I didn't even realize that.
Dude, you were right. He was born in
George Takei. You didn't know it was him?
No, I knew it was him. I didn't know he was on Sulu's page.
Yeah, I
was
on Sulu. George Takei. Dude, he was born in one of those places.
Hell yeah, dog.
Dude, you were right. He was.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Kicking it strong.
Hell yeah, still kicking. He might be dead. I'm not sure.
Oh, no, he's still alive. He's 87 years old.
Oh, okay.
Living in Los Angeles.
Well, no, they do raising.
Well, they got furries over there?
No, man, I don't fuck furries. I mean, I'm like, they're cool, but I'm like...
You like the hidden dragon?
The hidden dragon? What's that?
Penis?
No, I don't. No. No hidden dragon for me.
Why'd you say it with an Asian accent?
No, that was my normal accent, man. I said no hidden... look what the fuck. No hidden dragon for... I was like, no hidden dragon for me. Like that.
No. Ride the magic dragon, though, huh?
Nah, man, I'm good. Anything you know what that with is? Dragon. What is that? That like a super dragon or something? I'm good.
Is it heroin?
Oh, nah, man.
Smack, dragon.
You ever did heroin?
Smack. No smack.
Oh, you were just saying how you wanted to do coke.
I would try it. I would try it just one time.
There's no such thing as trying it, dude.
Yeah. Well, you could do, you could do coke all the time. It'd be good. You just gotta, the only way you're not good is if you do it every day.
No, I wouldn't do it every day.
Yeah, if you was out one night, you're drinking, you blow a line, you're fine.
I'll smoke
you're
every
fucking
night.
Man, huh?
I'll smoke every night. I'll do shrooms like once a month, and I'll do coke once. I won't do it ever again.
You want me to get some and we'll do it here together on the pot?
No.
No?
No.
We won't do it on camera, but we'll do a line and then come in here and shoot.
We cannot be doing this.
Oh, no.
But then nobody's going to know besides
that. They're going to know.
Huh?
They're going to know.
How you know?
Man, I don't know.
You can't control yourself?
I don't know.
Now I'm going to start pitching business ideas.
You damn right. Dude, there's nothing better than coke ideas. No, actually, Adderall ideas are better. Like, Adderall ideas are actually, like, you can do them. Coke ideas are, like, just extravagant. Like, if you ever see a movie, you're like, what the fuck is this? That motherfucker was high as hell on cocaine.
Brandon's going to be like, and we're going to buy the fursuit, and we're going to go to Thailand. We're going to start a bar.
My girl said that nigga, he was high on coke the whole time he did next Friday.
Mm-hmm. It's not what you think. Whenever I was growing up, I was like, if you did coke, you're a crackhead, right? So you're like, that's the whole way. And then I did some, and I was like, oh, it's just like a little blast, you know, a little pick me up.
When I do coke, I'm a crackhead.
But some people got it bad. Like my boy, I ain't gonna say his name. He said, because I was like, after you do coke, like for me, if I did, like I'm saying, I did coke today, I'd be dead for 2 days. I can't get out of bed. Everything out of me is dry, so I don't do it anymore because I'm old. But I was like, how the fuck do you do this and you ain't never hungover? He said, you can't be hungover if you always high. And I said, that's the realest shit I've ever heard.
Imagine the crash.
That's why
have.
I had to cut back.
Yeah, whatever.
That's why I had to cut back on marijuana a little bit. Mm-hmm. Man, that shit. I had to smoke before I leave the house, smoke before I go to bed, smoke before I eat something, smoke when I just want to smoke.
Man, that was a lot of smoking there.
Yeah, I had to smoke.
It's hard on the lungs.
Like, man. I had to smoke just to calm myself down sometimes. Like, I got to cut this out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And it takes away, like, if you don't smoke as much, when you do smoke, you know, you get high. Yeah. And you don't have to, people, y'all be smoking 3 or 4 fucking blunts. Get that shit away from me.
make you regret the weed.
Yeah. And then you done spent all the money on it. Right. What you thought was going to last you a week, now it lasts you 2 days. Because you wanted to smoke with Sci-Fi. Instead of us. Even though none of us smoke.
No, we don't.
But you wanted to go fuck with him. Whenever you know he ain't a Christian.
Hey, you didn't show up to the open mic, so.
Hold on, what you talking about?
Oh, I think you're talking about when I was smoking with Sci-Fi.
That's fucked up, though.
Oh, you see that?
That you didn't show up, dude.
That's my bad.
Yeah, no.
That's my bad, but I'm being on all the open. Well, I was supposed to go today, but I didn't. But I'm Wednesday on. We on.
Well, you know.
I gave somebody your name to book you on shows, too. I think you get funny as long as you enunciate. I think you're money.
Oh, for real? Like here or out of town?
Out of town.
Birmingham?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Birmingham has hot rooms, dude. Like, their
you
rooms
gotta be
are.
In Birmingham, dude. Why? A black man, you gotta be careful in Birmingham.
Why?
I like Birmingham because I got a lot of friends from Birmingham, but mm-hmm. I'm from Mobile. And then Birmingham had this little beef going on.
Oh, yeah, y'all got your own little shit.
Yeah, I don't know what. I was even living in Mobile at the time when the shit started. So I don't know how it started, where it originated from. And then it's like every time I go to Birmingham with the homies when I was in college, shit just go left.
Now, I heard Birmingham niggas is crazy as fuck. Yeah, yeah. And they always trying to pop somebody for no reason, you know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying? We go down there, we run that shit. JJ, bring us some guns. Bring us some of your dad's guns.
Yeah.
I don't own any firearms.
All right, that's all we got. We're out.
Yeah.
Bro, I got to piss so
bad. I'm going to go back.
Fart.
Everybody, get out.
Scrappy Doo.